Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To Mill Valley, to Albany. This is KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got butterflies right now. I'm a little nervous. Because I'm on the clock to unveil this top 10 greatest Bay Area athlete of all time. I'm a little nervous, Steiny and Goo. I got butterflies floating here.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. I like where you're at.
I know I got the Jackals.
Following up Fortenbaugh.
The Fortenbaugh factor is big.
There's
a
Jackal!
Well, the Fortenbaugh factor is big. But I know I have two guys. Not calling out dibs and low, even though they didn't give no pushback. Steiny Goose, they're going to be very critical of my list. They will take notes. They will rip me if need be. They will praise me if need be. But they will not hold anything back on my top 10 list.
I just know
how you guys roll. This is going to be fascinating stuff. So my criteria, fellas, I know Joe put an emphasis on the word athletes. All right, that's different. He put an emphasis on the word athletes. That's fine. But I did mine a little differently. If you play pro sports, you're automatically an athlete. You're playing at the highest level. How can you not be athletic and play at the highest level of pro sports? Come on. What are we doing here? I also looked at longevity. You know, how long were they in the Bay Area? How long did they put up great numbers in the Bay Area? What did they accomplish in the Bay Area? Were they a fan favorite in the Bay Area? Do they get to eat for free in the Bay Area? All of that stuff applies to my top 10 greatest athletes list. And you got to have a little star power. You got to have it. You got to have that it factor. And I feel like my list here has all that stuff coming up. So you guys ready for this?
Yes,
everybody
sir,
out
ready.
There ready? Let's go. All right, Spadoni. Number 10.
500th career home run for Willie McCovey, earning him this week's Gillette Special. McCovey is only the 12th man in history to hit 500, and no other player is likely to reach that milestone for at least 7 years. Congratulations, Willie. And that's it for this week. Hope to see you next week, folks, on This Week in Baseball.
Ah, I love the old This Week in Baseball. Willie McCovey cracks my list at number 10, 1959 National League Rookie of the Year. 10 years later, he won the National League MVP, three-time NL home run leader, 521 career home runs. They called the man Stretch for a reason. Really good first baseman, 22 years in the bigs, 19 with the Giants, also had a cup of coffee with the Oakland A's. He's a Hall of Famer, obviously inducted in 1986. And, of course, the Willie Mack Award. We all love the Willie Mack Award, named in honor of Willie McCovey. That's been going on since 1980. Give it to the most inspirational player on the Giants. And he's one of the most popular Giants ever in San Francisco. Some people love him more than Willie Mays. The Junior Giants, everything that he did in the community. Unfortunately, he didn't get a World Series. 1962 was the closest he got. Game 7 against the Yankees. Runners on second and third, two outs. He hit a sharp liner. Of course, I wasn't alive then, but he hit a sharp liner to Bobby Richardson. That was his one golden opportunity to win a World Series. So he is ringless. But what Willie McCovey means to this market, to this region, and what he means to the Giants organization, when you talk about the statue, when you talk about the Cove being named after him, I had to have Willie McCovey on here. Probably one of my more questionable picks, but Willie McCovey comes in at number 10.
All right.
Not mad. Yeah, not mad.
All right. Number 9.
He was a designated hitter in the playoffs. It doesn't go in the World Series, so he has to run now and play the outfield. He can't come up there. That long, long drive to deep left going and gone. Jackson is homered to the opposite field. The kind of power that he has, he hits some of the longest shots in baseball. And that's the kind of power that he had in last year's World Series.
Kurt, we mentioned earlier that Andy is a home run pitcher because of his control. He's right around the plate all the time. He led the Dodger pitchers in home runs allowed with 24. So it really is no surprise that a home run hitter hits one off him.
Announcing royalty, Kurt Gowdy. Vince Scully there. Reggie Jackson, number 9. And look, a lot of people think of him as a Yankee. Heck, he went to the Hall of Fame as a New York Yankee with the Yankee pinstripes on his hat. But he spent 10 years with the Athletics, all right? He helped to win 3 straight World Series, 72, 73, 74. 269 of his 563 home runs was with the Oakland A's. Part of the first title team ever. It was the first title won by a Bay Area team in any major sport when the A's won a World Series in 1972. Talking about an MVP award with the Oakland A's in 1973. A World Series MVP with the Oakland A's. Got an All-Star, all these All-Star games. Talk about hitting the light tower at Tiger Stadium. Look, Reggie Jackson was all-time great. We all remember him for a pinstripe, and a lot of people may be annoyed that I have him on this list. But Reggie Jackson, he was a baller. And with the Oakland A's, I could not overlook him. I went back and forth on Reggie. I said I had to have him on my list because despite the fact that we all view him as a New York Yankee, he spent 10 years with the A's and did the most damage as an Oakland A. I got Reggie Jackson at number 9.
How can you argue, Steiny? Yeah.
Yeah, I think of him as a Yankee.
Yeah, no doubt. And Bonta, I do too. You know, honestly, I do too. But that's the beautiful thing about your list. You're tapping into the history of it all. And who's to take it from you? But Reggie Jackson was a badass. But I'm like Steiny. I just picture him in the pinstripes.
No, it's tough. It's tough. Trust me. We all forget about his days as an Oakland A. But I had to have Reggie Jackson on this list. Number 8, Spadoni.
Sellout crowd on hand at the Cow Palace for Game 3 of the NBA Championship Series between the Golden State Warriors and the Washington Bullets. Gruden has a taxing job of watching Barry as Rick fires and hits. Back comes Kevin Porter.
When that young man scores for this team, they really go. And
Rick Barry has not missed a free throw against Washington. Deflected ball picked up by Ray Barry alone to the basket. A tremendous move away from the ball when Barry's man jumped off.
It's over.
What about this?
The Golden State Warriors have done it again.
Rick Barry at number 8. The young Brent Musburger on CBS there as Rick Barry won the finals MVP in 1975. He averaged over 28 points in that 75 run, a 12-time All-Star. Look, he averaged nearly 30 in the finals alone against the Washington Bullets. We all know about what Rick Barry means to the organization, to the region. He's a great athlete. He's a baller. He got buckets. Rick Barry had to be on this list for me personally. I have Rick Barry at number 8, fellas.
Seriously?
Number 8. Serious.
I have no issue with that at all. I have no
Come on,
issue.
People.
And in fact, here's where I'll go with Fortenbaugh on this. So Rick Barry, all right, because he was talking about an athlete. Rick Barry has won long drive competitions in golf. All right, he's nationally ranked in one of the most growing sports in the United States, pickleball. All right. I'm not sure exactly if fly fishing is a sport, but it might be. And Rick Barry, he's a great all-around athlete. Tremendous
Did he play
all-around
tennis?
Athlete.
Did he play tennis too?
No doubt.
Yeah, tennis.
I want to say he was on like, what was that show where they'd have athletes competing against athletes in different sports?
Superstars or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
Battle
yeah,
of
yeah.
the Network Stars, I think.
Yeah, I was.
That's network.
Yeah, so he, Rick Barry. It's a great call. Rick Barry's deserving.
Right. This is crazy.
I'm tipping my cap, and I know I didn't see a lot of these guys play. But you got to do your history, youngins. You got to do your history. Sports didn't start in 1985. They didn't start in 2000. The Warriors didn't just be – we got to go back in the archives here. So that's why I'm going deep with this list. Digging deep here. Here's number seven, Spadoni. Hit number seven.
Here's the pitch to Willie.
Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back, way back, way back. Well, that's goodbye, number 600 for Willie Mays and the bye-bye Baby Bonanza. And the Giants come to home plate to greet him. Number 600 for Mays. He hit it over the 370-foot mark. A standing ovation here in San Diego for Willie. He's mobbed at home plate.
All right, Willie Mays, 3,283 hits, 660 home runs, 1,900 RBIs, 1,903 to be exact, 338 stolen bases, a five-tool player, 24 All-Star games, World Series champ, two-time NL MVP. The list goes on and on and on. And you know about the ovations he gets every time he's shown on the video board at Oracle Park. He's got the street named after him, Willie Mays Plaza. You see the statue. There's no doubt Willie Mays eats for free in the Bay Area. He eats for free in New York City. He is a lifelong Giant, number 24 retired. How can Willie Mays not be on this list? As just you want to talk about athlete Joe Fortball? Willie Mays was an athlete. He could do it all. He could bat leadoff. He could bat cleanup. He could bat third. Put him wherever you want in the lineup. Willie Mays got it done. He's got to be in this list when it comes to top 10 Bay Area athletes of all time. I got Willie Mays at number 7. Oh, by the way, the 24 All-Star games, he holds the records for hits, at-bats, runs scored, and stolen bases. Of course, that was 600 home run was back on September 22nd, 1969. And heck, he may have hit 700 had he not missed 266 games due to military service in the mid-50s. So I got Willie Mays at number 7.
All right. I
love it.
I don't have any major gripes.
No gripes yet.
May should be here. All right. For what
yeah, but you're making me not hate. But Steiny, he's talking to these millennials about do your history, but I feel like it ain't about my list yet, but I feel like he's talking to me because I went with more of who I saw. But, dude, you're on a roll. Right. I can't All argue right. anything that you mentioned.
All right. One guy I did watch play here at number 6.
Earned All-Pro honors at cornerback, free safety, and strong safety, and, of course, was part of 4 Super Bowl 49er teams.
Back to throw it, looks right, throws left. Intended for Ingram, Ronnie Lott. He's the guy that lifts this whole team.
Oh, is he crushed, and you know that's a Ronnie Lott tackle. Will you hear him all the way to the top row?
Ronnie Lott is probably the best guy that ever played safety in this league.
Believe it. Believe it.
Believe that Ronnie Lott was one of the best defenders of all time. Safeties. He moved to safety in 1985 after being drafted as a cornerback coming out of USC. Winning a national championship at USC. We know the accolades. 4-time Super Bowl winner. 8-time first-team All-Pro. Led the league in picks twice. I mean, the freaking guy chopped his pinky off for the culture. He chopped his pinky off for the culture to wear the red and gold. He is definitely a competitor. He's one of the most vicious hitters of all time to the point to where he probably wouldn't be able to play in today's games. How many receivers said, no, I don't want to run a quick slant in front of number 42. I don't want to do all that. Ronnie Lott, watching him play and watching him make those woo hits and what he means to the community after football. Think about life after football. Ronnie Lott is still a star in this market. I feel like I slighted him a bit here, but there's so many great athletes in the Bay Area. Ronnie Lott at number 6.
Okay.
All right. Keep it rolling. Let's go.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling. I'll blurt out something if I have a big problem, but I don't think Guru and I do yet.
Nope.
All right. Number five.
He is having come from behind. A 1-0 deficit. Ricky goes. A pitch taken. He's going to have it. He does. Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base, jerks the bag from its moorings, and holds it aloft, representing number 939.
Luke Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
Still is the greatest of all time. Ricky Henderson, Major league record of stolen bases, career runs, 81 career leadoff home runs, 130 stolen bases in one single season. Heck, when he was 39 years old in 1998, the guy scored 101 runs and still stole 66 stolen bases. Oh, and by the way, you want to talk about an athlete? Well, he's athletic as well. I mean, the guy was an All-American high school football running back at Oakland Tech. He played basketball. He played baseball. Ricky Henderson had to be on this list, and he was on Joe's list. I just thought he was a little too low on Joe's list coming in at number 10. Heck, Ricky, I had him in my top three for a while. He dropped the four. I put him at five, and I said, you know what? That's a good spot for Ricky Henderson. He had to be on this list, but Ricky Henderson coming in at number five, fellas, number five.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
This is where controversy may start here. Number four, Spadoni.
And Bonds hits one high. Hits it deep. It is out of here. 756. Bonds stands alone.
The home run king with 762. That was the record-breaking home run there against the Nationals. Back in his last season as a Giant. Look, there's going to be a lot of controversy because of the alleged steroid use, but there's no denying the accolades. The guy, 500 club, 500 stolen bases, 500 home runs. Heck, one year he had 52 stolen bases. Average? Well, he got average. In 04, he batted 370. You want to talk about walks? He broke the record in walks. 232 base on balls in a single season. Think about that. 73 bombs. Barry Bonds at number four. He's an athlete. He's a freak. Gold gloves, Silver Slugger awards, All-Star appearances, MVPs. Barry Bonds, whether you love him or hate him, here in the Bay Area, he eats for free, and he had to be in my top five, so he comes in at number four.
All right.
Well, number three.
A little lower than I thought. Yeah, go ahead.
A little lower than you thought? Oh, you thought it was going to be higher, huh?
Yeah, all right. For you, yeah.
All right. Number three, Spadoni.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining. The brilliant shooting of Stephen Curry continues. And he ties the NBA record with his 12th three-pointer of the game.
Boy, when it's all said and done, Steph Curry may be number one. He may be number one. He has the three titles. He has a three-point records. He's going to finish up as an all-time three-point shooter. He's a legend in the Bay Area. There's no doubt he eats for free. And when you talk about athletes, we had Bob McKillop on from Davidson, his college coach. Said the guy was a great baseball player. He was Derek Jeter-like. We know about his golf game. Steph Curry can do all things. He really can. And it was really hard to leave Steph Curry out of the top two. It was really, really hard because I get the recency bias. I get it. What he's done is changed the game of basketball. He's changed the entire sport, people. He changed the organization. He is the Warriors culture. There's no culture without him. But, man, I had to leave him behind the two guys I had above him. But number three, Steph Curry. He had to be in my top five when it comes to athletics, when it comes to accomplishments, when it comes to accolades. He has changed the game forever. Steph Curry at number three, fellas.
Well, one thing I've noticed, and I don't know if this means anything. What you know, I'm listening to Reggie Jackson's World Series homer and Rick Barry win it. Why is Steph Curry's best highlight a regular season game?
It's just that call with Mike Breen. That's all. I wanted to double bag Stidey. Double bag Stidey. No slight to Tim Roy because he has a lot of great calls too. It's tough to hear. It's just tough to pick. It really is tough to pick a call when it comes to Steph Curry, but he has a lot of accolades, no doubt, the finals.
I can't wait to hear these two. I think I know who they are, but wow.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get him. We got about 6 minutes here. Number two, Spadoni.
Don Landry is 6 yards away from his sixth Super Bowl. And, of course, for the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three. Montana looking, throwing in the end. It's a madhouse at Candlestick with 51 seconds left.
Any list without Joe Montana is absolutely laughable, and I'm definitely taking the paper of your list, and I'm crinkling it up, and I'm throwing it in the trash can. How does Joe Montana not make top 10 Bay Area athletes of all time? He could scamper, he could scramble, and he made plays when the lights were bright. That play right there, Vince Scully on a call for CBS Sports. Man, Vince Scully was really good when it came to calling football games. That was the birth of the dynasty right there, and it ended the Cowboys and Tom Landry. Joe Montana goes on to win 4 Super Bowls, was flawless, didn't throw a pick. We know the accolades. We know what he did for the West Coast offense. Joe Montana, whether you hate him or love him, he is an absolute legend. He was an absolute rock star in the Bay Area. I mean, he ate for free. He drunk for free. He did whatever he wanted to do for free because Joe Montana was Joe Cool. Joe Montana, number 2 when it comes to the top 10 list of Bay Area athletes of all time.
Yeah, he's going to be on my list somewhere. Yeah. For sure.
He's
on
mine,
too. He was on Ford Ball's list.
I'm Joe Montana.
Yeah, Steve Gunn. You got to have Joe Montana on here. Number 1. I mean, this is a no-brainer, folks. Number 1, Spadoni.
And they're going to go his way. And
he got it.
The record.
He did it.
Jerry Rice is just unstoppable.
Well, if you stayed up late tonight and sacrificed a little sleep, you can tell everybody you saw it live. You saw NFL history.
I mean, Jerry Rice. It's a no-brainer. That was on Monday Night Football against the L.A. Raiders, the opening game when they won their last Super Bowl championship in 1994, broke the touchdown record. He still holds the touchdown record. I mean, he has 208 total touchdowns, 197 career receiving touchdowns, nearly 23,000 career receiving yards. That's an NFL record. 1,549 career receptions. That's an NFL record. 23,546 career all-purpose yards. Oh, that's an NFL record. The 3 Super Bowls, the 13 Pro Bowls, first team All-Pros. Jerry Rice, think about this one. This is the sickest stat of them all. One that blew me away. Here's a highlight tape that runs 7 minutes and 58 seconds, and it's just highlights of 50-plus yard touchdowns. It nearly runs 8 minutes long. Think about that. 50-plus wow. yard TDs that runs nearly 8 minutes long. Jerry Rice, in his strike-shortened season, scored 22 touchdowns. He is the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. One-on-one, bump and rub, cushion. You didn't outwork him in the offseason. You didn't outwork him on game day. He set the bar high for every wide receiver that followed him up. Jerry Rice in the Bay Area is royalty. You talk about all-decade teams. You talk about what number 80 means and how many kids wore number 80, whether it was Pop Warner High School, because of Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice is the GOAT amongst GOATs, and he's number 1 on my list, fellas.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. I got some darts, but they're not darts, Steiny, and I don't know if I can't throw them. Because then that'll tell you my list, but I'm not mad at Jerry being number 1. I think Montana gets slighted for winning 2 Super Bowls without Jerry, and people just go to them. I'm not saying you, Bonte, it's just you, but I hear a lot of times it's Jerry, then Joe, and my vantage point, I think it's a lot closer than a lot of people think.
No doubt.
I've got some similarities, some differences on mine, and clearly I'm more aligned with Bonte's list, though, than Joe Fortenbaugh's. That's
right, no doubt. You did good. No
I mean, he had Jerry Rice at number 4. Just think about this. The age of 33, right? The age of 33, the guy catches 122 footballs for 1,848 yards. I mean, Jerry Rice was as close to automatic as it gets on the football field. And you think about what he's doing now. Whatever Jerry Rice, he draws a crowd everywhere. We've been at the Hilton Hotel where we heard, we're like, what's going on? Oh, Jerry Rice just walked through the lobby. I mean, the guy's an absolute star here in the Bay Area. He's Bay Area royalty. Any list that doesn't have Jerry Rice in the top 5, okay, you don't want to put him at number 1, that's fine. Number 2, that's fine. But if you don't have him in the top 5, I'm looking at you differently. Yeah. I'm looking at you differently, man. Jerry Rice is that good here. So the first top 10 list unveiled on BSNG. Matt Steinmetz will have his list tomorrow. Guru Johnson on Wednesday will react to my list and take your phone calls. Want to hear from the listeners. Got any beef with my top 10 list? 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We'll hit the text line up as well. And that's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Reaction to my top 10 list, plus Raheem Mostert, NBA talk, and much, much more right here on BSNG. Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill. It's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Top 10 week here at 95.7 The Game. Who are the 10 greatest athletes to ever play in the Bay Area, professional athletes? Joe Fortenbaugh unveiled his list. I just unveiled my list. Steiny's coming up tomorrow at 12. We got Guru Wednesday at 12. Going to be a lot of fun all week long here at 95.7 The Game as we debate each other's top 10 list. Fellas, the floor is yours. I know we got some calls to get to as well, but the floor is yours after you had about 6 minutes to digest what I just threw out there on the airwaves.
Go ahead, Goo.
No, you paid homage to the past and to guys you hadn't saw that we all know are, you know, are great. So I'll give that to you, Bonte, and I already know that about you. You're one of these young punk millennials, you know, but I feel like you're making me with my list. I'm looking at my list now, society, like, damn, he went there. I don't think you got anything wrong. I don't think there was anything egregious. And also, I don't think there was – I'm shocked, I'll say this. Terrell Owens didn't somehow get on your top 10. I just feel like his whole career is disrespected. I definitely have him on my list where you'll find out on Wednesday. So I thought – I was like, man, he made the top two. But you paid homage to the past, and I'm sitting back real quick, Steiny, and I'm just thinking, damn, the Bay Area has had some great athletes. And, again, it's my prerogative. I'm going Bobby Brown. That, unfortunately, I just look at Reggie Jackson as a Yankee, but he caused havoc and won as an Oakland Athletic. And it's just something, Steiny, to where me not being able to be a part of it per se, I couldn't tap into it because I'm so emotional in regard to my list and how they made me feel. And, I, you know, people go, oh, you got it wrong, but – you know, Reggie's a Yankee to me, but I know he was an A first. I don't know. It was a good list, B.
You know what? I actually want to throw this out there. I don't have a problem with Bonte's list. Here would be my question. Why Reggie over somebody like Vita Blue?
Ooh.
Pitched for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great question, Steiny. And you know what? No, and you know what? I thought about this, and when I submitted my list, which we did last Tuesday, I said, boy, do I even have any pitchers on here? Right. I basically disrespected the pitcher position, and I love Vita Blue. I love Juan Marichal. Hell, Bumgarner deserves consideration.
Yeah.
Tim Lincecum. Lincecum was box office. When Lincecum stepped on the mat at Oracle Park, it was nothing like it. Nothing like it. I looked at the list a few days later. I said, damn, I didn't get a pitcher in there. So that's why I said earlier, Guru, I don't know if you were listening, but I was telling Steiny, I said, the last 2 to 3 picks, the bottom half of the top five was really, really hard. I mean, I had Mays and Jackson in. I had them out. I had them in. I had them out. And I said, to hell with it. I love the home runs. I love offensive firepower. And I just love the cockiness that Reggie Jackson brought to the clubhouse, the arrogance. He knew he was better than everybody, and he let you know that he was better than everybody, and you just can't dismiss what he meant to those A's teams. But heck, Vita Blue deserves love. He was on my list, fellas. Vita Blue, I had to cross him out, and I hated crossing him out.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead, Steiny.
Just with Reggie, the reason I can't put him, and I'm gonna play this card. I grew up on the East Coast, so I didn't – like, I knew, of course, about the A's, but maybe his impact while he was with the A's, I don't have a great appreciation for. But the first time I really remember Reggie was a Yankee. But, I mean, he won 3 straight titles as an A, so he wasn't chopped liver out here.
Real quick, Guru, I just – you know, growing up as a kid, I thought Reggie Jackson was a longtime Yankee. I really did. Watching highlights, they always showed the Yankee highlights. They always showed his 3 home runs in the World Series game 6 against the Dodgers. What was that, 78? I didn't even know he was a Baltimore Oriole. He was an Oriole before he was a Yankee. He left the A's with the Baltimore in a contract dispute where Charlie Finley basically was giving away everybody because he didn't want to pay him. I had no idea when he was an A. So researching his project and looking deeper into Reggie Jackson's history with the Oakland A's, hell, he even the mustache. You read about it, the mustache that he grew. The owner loved it so much. He wanted everybody to grow a mustache out on those Oakland A's teams. I mean, he was transcendent. And you would not know it if You look at the history books and everything's about a Yankee. Everything's about the pinstripes. But he was tough. Trust me, man. The last two spots here, Willie McCovey, I'm going back and forth on. I have a soft spot for Willie McCovey. But Christy Yamaguchi deserves love. Natalie Coughlin from Cal, the swimmer, won all the gold medals. She deserves love. There's Vida Blue, Bumgarner, Litzycum. Buster Posey, believe it or not, deserves some consideration here for the top 10 list because of the titles they brought to San Francisco. So Reggie was definitely questionable. I felt like, personally, that was the most questionable pick on my top 10 list.
Now, let me ask you this, because you went there paying homage to the past, and Ronnie Lott made my top 10. I won't tell you where. And I always call him the Joe Montana of the defense. I mean, he was a factor. But when you went there, Bonte, I just thought to myself, how hard of a decision was it to, if I'm correct, I believe you got Ronnie Lott higher than Willie Mays. And that's the one that would.
Above him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one spot. All right, because I'm like, when you go there with Willie, it's like,
yeah.
And I love Ronnie, but to me, you know, Willie arguably one of the best to ever do it. But one spot, I'm going to leave you alone.
Well, here's the thing I heard from Joe Fortenbaugh, and there's some validity to it, where he says, look, I didn't watch him play. I didn't watch these guys play. And I never got to watch Willie Mays play live. I didn't watch Rick Barry. I didn't watch Reggie Jackson. Didn't watch Willie McCovey. A lot of these guys, you know, I didn't watch them live. But Willie, there's something about, when you go out to the Sandlots, you talk to every OG out there, every OG, the historians of the game, the old baseball heads, not a bad thing is said about Willie Mays, a baseball player. No. Not one thing. They all said, man, Willie, every OG I've talked to about the game of baseball, they all have Willie Mays in their top five at greatest baseball players of all time. And so how could I dispute that? And then you look at the accolades, you look at the numbers and the times that they played in. And then he played at Candlestick Park, which wasn't a hitter's park. It probably took away about 30 home runs from him. Willie Mays was just special. So, but Ronnie Lott, saw him play, the woo hits, wow. He changed the game. I mean, he's just an all-around competitor. Talk about the USC days, and then when he got to San Francisco playing with the Niners, Ronnie Lott just inched above Willie Mays, but I could easily flip-flop that. Let's get to the phone calls, fellas. Let's get some reactions from the listeners out there. Start off with our main man, Dr. Hustle of San Jose. Dr. Hustle, you're on BSNG here on 95.7 The Game. What's happening?
What's going on, fellas? You know, my father always said the beauty of what's mine, it's mine. So that's Vontae's list. I thought it was fantastic. The only difference I would make, but before I make the difference, look at, for Willie McCovey to be number 10, how fortunate is the Bay Area when it comes to athletes? You look at somebody like Los Angeles, maybe Koufax is the only baseball player that they can put over McCovey. And he's the fifth baseball player on Bonte's list. That is amazing. Bay Area athletes, you can stack it up with anybody. Boston, New York, bring that East Coast. You ain't going to put a better top 10 than Bay Area athletes.
Wow.
Not a doctor.
Were those officially the doctor's notes or no?
I guess those were officially the doctor's notes, but he may have cut off.
Yeah, I think he got cut off there a little bit.
Or he may have just forgot his tagline. He hasn't called in a while.
Exactly.
And I got to say this, the dessert to this all is when the digital team led by Carl Buschek and company, when they put it on social media, that's when it just looks like, even Fortenbaugh's list, it just looks official. And like the doctor said, it's your list, Bonte. You ain't got to apologize.
Right. No doubt. There's some people here I'm just reading on Twitter, fellas. They think Bonds should be number one. And I just said, I can't put Barry up there at number one. I can't do that. I didn't
consider Barry. Why
wouldn't
you? Because of the clear?
I just think Jerry Rice is better, you know, in this sport. I thought Jerry Rice was just a bit better than Barry Bonds. I don't know. Maybe somebody considered Barry Bonds out there, but I'd never considered him at number one. Let's go to Antonio real quick in Oakland. Antonio, what's going on, man? You're on BSNG.
Hey, guys. You know, of course, I agree with Jerry Rice at number one. He's a GOAT. But you got to have Charles Woodson in there. I mean, I don't know how you at least in the top 10. I mean, he's like a poor man's Deion Sanders. You know, like Deion Sanders, the greatest corner ever. And Charles Woodson, like when I was in middle school, high school, every Raider fan had his jersey. I mean, that speaks a lot. You know, when he was with Green Bay, he's a big reason why Aaron Rodgers has a ring. Had it not been for Charles Woodson, Aaron Rodgers might be Charles Barkley right now. Gerald Rings, you know? Chris Paul, Gerald Rings. I mean, Charles Woodson, fantastic football player. You know, like, he can blitz from the corner, and he moves to safety. I mean, I can't believe I'm defending a Raider and a Packer here. But yeah, like T.O. got to be in there. He's the second best receiver of all time. I don't care how many quarterbacks and offensive coordinators he yelled at on the sideline. Second best of all time. I mean, Ricky Henderson popped his collar. You know, he had flash, all-time stolen base leader, leadoff homers, runs. I mean, he's got to be in there too. Steph Curry, I'll probably push him up a little bit, probably 4 or 5. Reggie Jackson, he acted like he never even played for the A's.
Antonio, you're going to send a list of, Antonio, you're going to send your list to 9570game.com, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
The only thing about Woodson that I would
go ahead, Stein,
question is the fact that Aaron Rodgers would not have won a championship without Woodson, unfortunately, is irrelevant to us in this list, right?
It is, and it may not be factual either because Woodson got hurt in the second quarter of that football game and he wasn't available in the second half. So they had to win that baby without Charles Woodson in crunch time when Green Bay beat Pittsburgh. Just saying.
And I'll say this. Charles Woodson, some people still are calling the cops on what Terrell Owens did to him in a couple of the Battle of the Bays. But I'll say this. Woodson was a kid when he got to Oakland, and he partied a lot, and I think – it wasn't the best years of his career. He was always and came in as a talent, but he matured and I believe got humbled from the Oakland experience, and we saw the best of him in Green Bay and on. But I don't look at Charles, fellas, and you guys might tell me if I'm wrong, as he was at his best and peak when he was in a Raider uniform. He represented, you know, with the high pick and all that, what he was supposed to be, Steiny, but I think he left a lot to be desired as a Raider. Just from like remember, the mature aspect, you know.
And I'm not saying you're wrong at all because I don't know. I didn't know he had that reputation as kind of a partier here in Oakland when he first got here.
Got in a little trouble, you know.
He wasn't completely focused out here.
That's all.
He said Green Bay was the best. He said Green Bay was the best thing to happen to him because he got the mature in Green Bay. And the fact that he didn't get the contracts he was seeking when he did enter free agency. And he was like, Green Bay, I want Green Bay, really? And he ended up going to Green Bay. It was the best thing to happen to him. I never even considered Charles Woodson.
Me neither.
I wrote the notes down for the top 25 or 30 names. Charles Woodson, now, when I think of Raiders, now, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Kenny Stabler, Jack Tatum, George Atkinson. Those guys were in consideration. They really were. And I said, maybe top 20, top 30, maybe, but top 10, no. But Charles Woodson was behind those guys. Heck, I put Timmy Brown on this list before I put Charles Woodson on.
Interesting. The one Raider I considered was Kenny Stabler.
Speak.
But I can't let you know if he made the cut or not at this point.
There you go. Hey, I'll say this too, real quick. Mr. Hot Take. If I had a glass of Johnny Walker Black, a cigar, and you put me in the nice scenery, and the bills were paid, I would take on the argument or the debate about how far T.O. is from Jerry Rice. Because, again, I'm going to the disrespect to Owens and not even making your list be, I'm shocked. But when you look at the numbers, the body of work and just the body, T.O., man, I don't think we've ever seen another T.O. And I know, we've never seen another Jerry Rice. But it ain't as far as people think it is. And I'll say this, Jerry Rice made T.O., because he shared with them what it took. So I'll never be that disrespectful to say he's greater than the Jerry Rice. But, man, I just think that T.O. did a lot of things a lot of receivers couldn't dream of doing on their best day.
T.O., Christy Yamaguchi are probably my biggest omissions here. Like, I looked at T.O. and I said, boy, he deserves to be on this list, man. He really does. Just like you mentioned it, Guru, the numbers. I mean, we saw him on the football field. He ran every route. When it came to running plays, he run blocked. Go look at the Garrison Hurst run for 98 yards against the New York Jets to start the 98 season. T.O. is blocking his ass off down the field, down the sideline, to spring Garrison Hurst loose. He did it all. The intensity, the ferocity. Yeah, he was a diva at times. No doubt about it. And I'm being kind there. But he barely missed a cut, Guru. And I'm like, Reggie Jackson. I'm looking at Reggie Jackson at 9. I'm saying that could easily be T.O. right there. That could easily be T.O. But, yeah, you make a great argument. You make a great – I got no problems with T.O. being on your list if he is on your list, Goo.
I mean, for me, not to take anything away from Owens, when I think of wide receiver, like Jerry Rice is the definitive wide receiver to me. His route running was impeccable. His hands were incredible. His work ethic was beyond reproach. He wasn't the fastest receiver of all time. I can't think of many people who chased him down from behind. When I think of Owens, I think of an incredible athlete who plays wide receiver.
Right.
And that's just kind of why I'll always have Rice above Owens. But, I mean, Owens, I mean, you want to talk, obviously Joe had to have Owens on his list, right?
He had Owens on his list, okay. Yes, correct. I'm going to pull up Joe's list in a second here. But he had Owens, I think, at number 6.
Yeah, I mean, let there be no doubt. If Joe was focused on the word athlete, well, then Owens has to be there.
He had T.O. at 6. T.O. at number 6 behind Barry Bonds, Jerry Rice, Andre Ward, Deion Sanders, and Charles Woodson.
Wow.
Why would you think he considers Bonds a great athlete?
Boy, 500 club, the 500, he's got over 500 True. Stolen bases, the gold gloves, obviously he had a little bit of speed, he was in great shape, and then you see after his career, maybe that has something to do with it, where he's cycling all over the place, and he still looks like he could get into the batter's box and pop out 25 home runs at Oracle Park. Maybe that's why. That's why he's on that list ahead of T.O., but when you talk about this, the definition Joe laid out, pure athlete, you would think that T.O. would be above Barry Bonds. Just look at T.O.'s body. I mean, gosh, the guy didn't have what do you have, Guru? 1% body fat? I mean, Stidey, the guy's ripped. He's still ripped to shreds.
Yeah, did Woodson play other sports?
Charles Woodson? No, not that I know of. Huh. Not that I know of.
That's unusual. Maybe Fortenbaugh shouldn't have gone first.
I mean, seriously, Deion Sanders are number 2. And then Andre Ward. I'm seeing flack about Andre Ward. Now, I never consider Andre Ward, but that's how great the Bay Area is. Maybe Andre Ward is just underrated in this market. Maybe he's underrated because, you know, boxing as a sport. Look, I still love boxing, Steiny, but let's be honest, the casual sports fan, they don't know who's fighting. They don't know who's who. And Andre Ward, like, yes, he played the Super 6 tournament, did him well where he beat Carl Froch. He bit some big names, Chad Dawson here at Oracle Arena, Mikel Kessler at Oracle Arena. He beat some big-name boxers, of course, Kovalev in Vegas. But he didn't have that big, big, big fight. Like, the biggest fight he had was probably Kovalev or Carl Froch. And who in America really knows who, unless you're a diehard boxing fan, you don't know who those guys are. So the body of work for Andre Ward may not resonate to a Bay Area fan like it does to the diehard boxing fan, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah. So I thought of Andre Ward. He was under consideration for sure.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Okay. Just under consideration. Okay. But I could say, you know, so was Bobby Sura was under consideration too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What?
Everybody's under consideration. If you played the Bay Area, you were under consideration. By the way, Bobby Sura was a good athlete. Just FYI, when I shocked the world with Bobby Sura at 3.
Oh, man. You know, you wouldn't dare do that, Steiny. No, you do not want that heat. You do not want that
Matthew,
heat.
Matthew, next Joe's week, still getting... I'm going to be on your head again.
And you know what? You might as well, Dane might as well replace Matthew with Joseph, as in Joseph Fortenbaugh, because they're going to be on his head for a long time for this list. Here from the 510, he has an all-time list. He has Steph Curry, number 1, Montana, 2, Bumgarner, 3. Now, so far, we've had 2 lists with no Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Wow.
I mean, Madison, man. I thought Bumgarner top 20. You know, he was really good in 2014. His postseason of 2014 may be one of the best ever, especially for a pitcher. There's no doubt about that. 2010, struggled at times. 2012, he struggled a couple starts. He got lit up. I know against the Cincinnati area, he got lit up. Bumgarner, if it was top 20, he would definitely be on a list. Top 10, I think it was a stretch for Bum.
Wow.
Yeah, what Bumgarner he did in Kansas City was an interesting one for sure for me.
What he did in Kansas City, though, Steiny and Bonte, I don't know if there's many pitchers or if there's a pitcher out there that could put that on their resume. What he did, how he did it, and I mean, they needed every pitch that came out of that man's arm. And I, you could be, oh, you're being short-sighted, Goo. Okay, that was a good run. But he had a good run for a good 3 to 4 years, man, where, I mean, he was the man to me. So I took that into account. And real quick here, I don't want to give my list away, but you mentioned some Raiders, and I wonder, was I wrong to do my list and then retract some names because I felt some type of way that a certain team in the Bay may have not been getting enough love? Am I wrong to do that? I know at the end of the day I did what I did. It's my list, but did you guys come across that to where you're like, man, I don't got such and such, you know, represented at all? Or were you just like, nah, I got to let the chips fall where they may?
I didn't do it that way at all.
Okay. All right. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't. Some teams are not going to be happy. Let's put it that way. My list, but.
Did you have a Raider, Bonte? Real quick, did you have a Raider? You told me. I should know.
No, I didn't have a Raider.
I know you didn't. Right.
I didn't have a Raider in my top 10. You're right. And I was thinking, like, man, how do I get Kenny Stabler on here? How do I get Art Shell? How do I get
Chris Mullin?
It just
no Chris Mullin for you? Did you think
no Chris
of Mullin?
Rick Barry. Okay. I had Rick Barry. All right. When I think of greatest warriors, Mullin falls number 3. Rick Barry's got to get his respect. I know a lot of people, Rick Barry can come down on people, but he's the second greatest warrior of all time in my book. Curry's number 1. But no, it was tough not to have a Raider on here, especially from those great 70 teams. I mean, you know, if there was owners, Al Davis would probably be in the top 5. Rest in peace, Al Davis, who just celebrated his birthday this past Saturday. But no, no Raiders, Steiny. No Raiders, Goo. No Raiders. And I feel that one, trust me, I tried to get every team on here. I even looked at some San Jose Sharks, and I said, nah, can't go that route. Looked at some of the soccer teams and some of the soccer players that come out of here. Couldn't go that route. But not having any Raiders, not having T.O. on here, and even Christy Yamaguchi, again, I keep coming back to that.
Man.
I mean, an athlete, that's going to stick with me on this list. It definitely will stick with me.
Well, you didn't have an agenda and do it on purpose, so there you go.
No, of course not.
To hell with the naysayers.
Not.
Right.
Of course not. Look, Spadoni, Jim Plunkett, Heisman at Stanford, Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders, no doubt. Jim Plunkett was a great Raider. Great Raider. It's not high enough for me. Not high enough for me. Now, I love your Raider fans. Trust me. I wanted to put Gene Upshaw, Art Shell, but it was a lot of fun, and I crossed out. I got my notepad here. Crossed out like 17 names. It was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So we'll see what Steiny's list got for tomorrow. I can't wait for Steiny's list tomorrow. Cannot wait. There will be controversy. I know that. There definitely will be controversy when it comes to Matt Steinmetz.
But it'll be the definitive list also.
All right.
And who do we got tonight? We got Damon. I believe Damon and Shannon.
Brian Covey.
Yeah, we got two more. I'm ready.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait at all. Thank you, Joe Fortenbaugh, for setting the table. He made it easy on me when it came to unveiling my top 10 list here when it comes to top 10 Bay Area athletes of all time. With that said, let's talk a little Raheem Mostert. We'll get back to Pablo Sandoval and more of your phone calls at 888-957-9570. Matt Steinmetz, Derek the Guru, Johnson, Bonte Hill, all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Back to the Niners.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.